Movie theaters in Fairbanks, Juneau, Anchorage, and a number of other communities are featuring a largely forgotten Inupiaq movie star named Ray Mala, thanks to the efforts of an Alaska author who has been researching his career. The Ray Mala Film Festival is touring the state. Born Ray Wise in the gold rush town of Candle, north of Nome, Mala moved to Hollywood during the silent film era. According to Lael Morgan, a longtime Alaska journalist and publisher, movies set in the Arctic were all the rage in the lower 48 states by 1915, and Ray Mala had some skills that were very helpful for those early filmmakers. He knew the country, the weather, the wildlife, and he could turn the hand crank on a camera at low temperatures.
It's tough. I didn't quite realize how tough until I saw those early 1925, 1930 films. When you realize I'm educated enough now so I know what they didn't have to work with. And it's just what they used was human stamina to make up the difference from the gadgets and the electronics.
Mala was soon in front of the camera, playing roles as Eskimo men, and made it big when he starred in a 1932 movie made by Woody Van Dyke entitled Eskimo. Morgan says Mala was a genuine movie star.
He sure was. He knew everybody in the trade, and he knew him for years, and more than most people, because when he wasn't working as a movie star, he was working as a cameraman. He went back. After he did well and got wonderful reviews in Eskimo, but Van Dyke said that he had no career in movies because he was an exotic. People would just expect him to play Eskimo roles, and there weren't going to be that many. You couldn't have a white person in a romantic lead against a non-white person.
This discrimination drove a number of other so-called exotic stars out of the business entirely, but because of his skills and his personality, Ray Mala had a career in Hollywood that spanned decades. The Mala family and Morgan are still unearthing movies in which Ray Mala was involved, both in front of the camera and behind it. The festival is only able to offer a sampling, among them Eskimo, an earlier film Igloo, and a travelogue Mala shot with his first mentor in the industry, Frank Klenschmeider.
Well, he really was up here in the very beginning. And we know that he shot many films that are not listed, but we've got quite a list. And he was in quite a few, too. Then to try and find some of these films he shot. And I started looking 30 years ago. I found the first film, that the only remaining film, Kleinschmidt did of Alaska. He and Ray did the first travelogue, and that's gone. But the second one I found at the British Film Institute.
Lael Morgan's book, Eskimo Star, is being released along with the film festival.